It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. It's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show. Thank you for listening from all around the universe to the Pinky the Pig podcast show where you can listen, laugh, and learn with Anoink and Moo. And I'm here with my excellent friend, the Moo Cow, Mildred.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky?
I'm doing great, Mildred. How are you?
I'm doing great.
And you know, like a couple days we did a poem, and, you know, we always give credit to the author if we have the actual name.
Of course.
Well, and we used, all we had was the initials E-H.
Yeah, I remember.
I bet it was Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, Pinky, that's really, wow, you really thought that through.
Yeah, can you look it up?
Well, not right now.
Okay, that's fine, because guess what today is?
What?
It's Loretta Lynn's birthday. She's 89 years old.
Oh, Loretta Lynn, the queen of country.
Yeah, so talented. She's a true rags to riches story. Because she's born in Kentucky.
Right. She's born in Butcher Holler, Kentucky.
What? I don't really like the sounds of that one.
Nor do I.
But regardless, she has seven brothers and sisters. She's the second of eight children.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh?
Yeah, a big family back then. And then she got married when she was just a teenager. She started having babies right away. By the time she was 21 years old, she had four children.
Yeah, that's something.
And then, like 18 years later, she had a set of girl twins.
Right. Very good, Pinky.
Yeah, it's her birthday today. She's 89. And she stayed, her husband, his name's Dew.
Right. I think his real name is Oliver Lynn.
And you know what? Tell me it's her real name. I think it is.
Right. Well, her name was Loretta Webb. And then she married Oliver Lynn, his real name. And so, Loretta Webb Lynn.
Yeah, so, and they stayed together for the whole time. He died in 1996.
All right, and they're a very happy family, and they raised six children.
Yeah. And the whole time, okay, he bought her a guitar when she was 18 years old.
Right.
And they got it. They used to get stuff out of the catalog called Sears and Roebuck.
You're right, because they couldn't. They lived out in the country, in the coal mine hills of Kentucky. So they couldn't go to the mall and buy a guitar.
No, they order from the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and then they deliver it.
Right. So you're right. He purchased her first guitar from the Sears and Roebuck catalog on her 18th birthday. A Gibson guitar.
Yeah, that's a high-quality guitar.
And he paid $17 for that.
Man, that's a lot of money back then.
That's right, but he bought her the best because she's so talented.
Yeah, and she started singing and writing music, and she had these children, and she started traveling around with them and playing in front of people, and she did it, baby. She made it happen, the two of them.
Right.
And her first hit was Honky Tonk Girl. I'm a Honky Tonk Girl.
No, Pinky, that's a different song.
Yeah, I'm not sure I got that mixed up.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that was in 1960. And then 1962, she joined a Grand Ole Opry. And then there's no stopping her after that.
Right.
And then in 1970, she released a single, The Coal Miner's Daughter. I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. That's kind of like her signature song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you recite the lyrics to that?
Yeah, we will at the end of the podcast.
Okay, yeah. The coal miner. Because the coal, that's everywhere around where she grew up, right? And that's what her dad did.
Yeah, he went out and got into the earth and got all black and collected the coal.
Yeah, coal is natural.
Well, it's a fossil fuel. It's under the earth's crust. It's been used by the Romans thousands of years ago, and it's used for heat and energy, you know, fuel. You burn it, it produces heat and energy.
Yeah, and a big choo-choo trains and everything.
Right. Coal is the most abundant fossil fuel on Earth.
Yeah, it's fossil. It's natural.
It is.
But now we have other things to replace it. We don't use it as much.
Correct.
But what I love about Loretta Lynn is she wears those big fluffy gowns. They'll look like a prom beauty pageant gowns.
Yeah, they're kind of her signature dress.
Yeah, you kidding? I love that. Love that stuff.
Right. And then, of course, she did Sissy Spacek.
Oh, that famous actress. Right. She did a film, The Coal Miner's Daughter. That was in 1980.
Right. And she sang it herself. And they're great friends still today.
Sissy Spacek. I'm thinking that's not her real name.
Well, Pinky, surprisingly so, that is her last name, Spacek.
That's different.
Mary Elizabeth Spacek.
Cool.
And you know, Pinky, Loretta Lynn, do you know she has some famous sisters who are also professional country singers?
She does?
Well, Crystal Gayle.
Crystal Gayle? The beautiful lady with the long hair? Don't it make your brown eyes blue?
Yeah, her.
That's her sister?
Yes. I mean, they're 20 years apart.
Jeez.
And actually, Pinky, it's don't it make my brown eyes blue.
Yeah, mix that up again.
It's okay. And then Loretta herself, like we said, she had four children by the time she was 21 years old. And then 18 years later, she had twin girls. And Peggy and Patsy. They're twin girls, and they're also very successful professional country singers to this day.
Yeah, talented family. Wow.
And here's the thing. Loretta Lynn became a grandmother at 34 because her firstborn had a child.
Yeah, not too much info. TMI, Mildred.
Okay.
Could you recite the lyrics of the story of the pretty song, I'm Proud to Be Coal Miner's Daughter?
Okay, we'll do that.
Yes, please.
Okay, here it is by Loretta Lynn. Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines, all day long in the field a-hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light. And everything would start all over come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised 8 kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed. To complain, there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the wintertime, we all got a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling a hog. Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well, the well. Where I drew water, the work we'd done was hard. At night we'd sleep 'cause we were tired. I never thought of ever leaving Butcher Holler. Well, a lot of things have changed since away back then, and it's so good to be back home again. Not much left but the floor. Nothing lives here anymore except the memory of a coal miner's daughter.
Wow, that's quite a song. They sold a hog. You think they sold it to a zoo?
I don't think so, Pinky.
No. Okay, happy birthday, Loretta. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Mildred. I love you.
I love you.